Apostle Janice James of Sharma Outreach Movement. Sharma Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, of fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. The aim in this series of our Reaching Out program is to reach out to believers in particular and to the backslider to help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God and their actions so that they can live the new life of a kingdom citizen and get the kind of results they desire in their life. We hope that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. Today, we continue our topic, Becoming Unstuck. To discuss this step-by-step process with me are Minister Alenia Hendricks.
Good night, radio listeners.
Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
And Minister Josephine Charles.
Good night, listeners.
Now, in our last discussion, if you remember, we shared that there is this famous saying that nothing will change for you unless something changes in you. We therefore started the journey of becoming unstuck by increasing our awareness of Christ in us. In summary, we said that it is God's will that we should be absolutely complete in Him. When we become fully aware of this, then anything that disturbs our rest in Him has to be corrected at once. The only solution is a very simple one. Come to me, according to Matthew 11:28. We must get into His presence, run to Jesus, and begin to honor Him with our praise and worship. We have to pour our heart unto Him. We have to be still and listen to His response, listen to His voice. We have to run to His word and ask for revelation. We have to stop running to other people and run to Jesus for ourselves. He is our Savior, and He wants us to make Him our Lord. He will guide me, He will guide you directly, or lead you to whoever He chooses who can help you.
True.
Now, today we move from step one, which is Christ awareness, to step two, which is self-awareness. It is very important that every child of God be aware of anything that can split your oneness with God, causing you to see yourself as separate from Him. Nothing is as important as staying right with God spiritually. Today we start by asking the question, what is self-awareness?
And you know, when you ask that question, I remember a saying from James Russell Lowell. He says, no one can produce great things who is not thoroughly sincere in dealing with himself. Mm-hmm. And you know, the point he was making is that you must know yourself in order to grow yourself.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And self-awareness is exactly what it says. Being aware of your emotions and your triggers that keep you going around in circles and that have you stuck. Even right now.
Yes.
We read in Lamentations 3:40 that as believers, we are to examine and probe our ways and return to the Lord.
And yes, Minister Alenia, you know, I like what you said when you said we keep going around in circles and have us stuck right now. And I want to throw out a question to the listeners who are listening in tonight. And the question is, what do you really know about yourself? You know, because many of us, we focus on the wrong things. We tend to focus on the negative things about ourselves rather than the positive. So we go into that mode of self-condemnation. We condemn ourselves when things go wrong and we are unable to see the good that is really on the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
But I want the listeners to understand tonight. There must be a balance. You cannot be beating up on yourself so all the time. You must have a balance. So examine yourself and ask yourself, what are my strengths?
Yes.
What are my weaknesses? What are my interests? What opportunities are out there for me? What are the things that make me feel excited and happy, as opposed to what are the things that irritate me? When you are at your best, and when are you at your worst? Do you know what are the things that drives you? The things that satisfies you? The things that make you feel good about yourself? Do you know what your values and your priorities are? Can you gauge not only where you have been, but where you are now? Do you like the way your life is going right now? All of these are things that you need to ask yourself.
God, that causes me to think, girl.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And she will to go probe ourselves.
Yeah, right? that's a lot of processing we're talking about there, you know.
You know, as you were talking, I was like, I have to take this list. I'm just seeing myself with this list and writing the answer I decide.
Yes. And when you think about it, self-awareness is really a simple concept, but a lifelong process. It's like the famous quote, life is a marathon, not a sprint. And as we all know, in a marathon, it's all about endurance and perseverance.
Yes.
So too, people who are self-aware go through the process, gradually overcoming the insecurities and fears, and become more secure in themselves. Why? Because they now know who they are.
Yeah, and I believe self-awareness is also like, you know, you're going into a familiar environment. For example, like you're going to Tobago. You have a decent idea of what to expect there, so you're able to move around quite efficiently and safely. But if you have to go to somewhere like in the Middle East, like Dubai, and you don't know quite what to expect there, then you become very timid, reserved, fearful, you know, insecure.
It's true. But the first time I had to travel, I'm going to buy myself. Jesus.
Yes, I know where to jump in after my sister in there and see, you know, that was my experience. The first time I went to New York, when I stepped out of the store, I am looking around. One in which direction am I to go in? You know, it's like you're lost. You don't know whether you're on the upside or the downside. You understand?
You could have lost west, north, or west.
Yeah, exactly. So yes.
So that is really very true. And you know, Mr. Josephine, what you said there about it being a lifelong process. You know, all those questions that we had when we just asked them, that is not questions that you can answer right away. It's things that you'll have to be processing in your mind from. Even if you start now, it will still be things that you'll be asking yourself years from now. Because things that satisfy you now may not satisfy you later on in life. Things that excite you now may not excite you later on. So it's a process.
Yeah.
And let us consider the word insecurity. For many are stuck in a place of insecurity. I have been there and still at times, but I now recognize that insecurity is one of the most dangerous qualities you can bring into a relationship. I say this because insecurity breeds meanness, and root cause of this is feeling unworthy, feeling inadequate, or feeling undesired, and this can flare up at anytime.
Yes, that's true. You go, we've all been at that place of insecurity, and you really shrink back when you feel insecure.
You really shrink back,
and you're kind of like looking under the covers.
Yeah, but for me, I used to be looking to family members, people who are close to me, whenever I felt that insecure, and that feeling of insecurity, I would look to them for approval, or look to them to validate me, to accept me. But the problem with that was, when they failed to do that, because they weren't always there, when they failed to do that and give me what I needed, my insecurity level was even higher. But today, I can look back and see then how stuck I was, and I thank God that He has brought me out of that place now.
And Minister Elizabeth, I'm so happy for you, but you know, many of us aren't as fortunate yet to become unstuck. So I'm sure there are listeners, you know, kind of like me too, because I, you know, I'm excited to know, well, okay, I have insecurity, so how to become unstuck, you know? And one of the things I learn is you first have to deal with yourself, you know?
Yes.
You have to deal with your own needs, independent of the people that are around you that you're looking for this validation. You have to address the things that are in your heart, you know, your fears, your wrong beliefs, your identity issues, your guilt that you may be carrying from past failures, the mm-hmm. unforgiveness that you're holding towards yourself. You need to be loved or appreciated or to look good in public or to others, you know. These are all these things that keep us stuck.
Yes, but we say those things, but how do we become aware, really, you know, touch base with these things? One of the things that we know and we have spoken about before is that we need to go to Jesus, right?
Yeah.
Because he said, come to me. Mm-hmm. Matthew 11:28. Yeah. So we go to him first.
Yes.
First. And we ask the question, Lord, what is in my heart that is keeping me stuck? Oftentimes we don't ask that. We just go crying before the Lord and we expect him to just answer us, you know? But ask a question. Say, ask, seek, knock. Yeah. We also can take it a step further. We can make a list of the areas of our life that are important to us. Mm. And those areas would include our faith, our family relations, our attitude, our leadership, our communication, our health, our finances, our career, creativity, hospitality. So the exercise is on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the lowest and 10 being the highest. What is your level of satisfaction? And where you get them low, pay attention to those low areas. So let me just give us one of those as an example.
You know, earlier this year I did that exercise, and one of the low areas for me was my family relationships, you know. Mm-hmm. And God said, you know, stop praying for things you should be doing. You should spend time with your family and not just pray about them. So that's an area I rated myself at a 2, you know, because yeah. I was really neglecting my family. So that's an area that God and I are working on now to really improve.
For me, it was communication. And communication where I had things just bottled up on the inside of me and would not voice it, you know. So, and eventually it will just erupt like a volcano. So I would rate myself with that as a 4 and know that this is what I'm dissatisfied with and ask, as you say, go to Jesus for help.
Right, so we will continue this process, looking into how to resolve this issue of being stuck. And so, radio listeners, our time is up, and so we would like to bow our hearts as you join us in prayer today.
Hallelujah. Father, even as we honor your name tonight, we are asking you to produce not only Christ awareness in us, but self-awareness. This year, help us to keep pursuing the goal of living a life complete in Jesus Christ. May we stay connected to Jesus as we obey his word, which says, come to me. We thank you for making this possible in our daily life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is Apostle Janice James saying we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the 2nd and 4th Saturday of each month. In our next session on the 23rd of February, we will continue with our topic on becoming unstuck. So together with my team today, we say,
Jesus loves you just as you are.